An objection you're going to hear is, I have a friend who's in real estate, and if we don't sell, we're going to list with her. You might consider that a no-go. I'm not going to go on that appointment because, oh, they have a friend. That's a smokescreen, sometimes, to get realtors to stop coming over the property because they just think you want to list the property. So when you hear, I have a friend, and you think I'm not going to go, I'd say, that's all right. That's great. Can I come over between 2 o'clock and 2:15 today? Would that be all right? Okay, just so you know, I've got a friend. You're not coming to list it, are you? Of course you're not going to list it because they're not going to list with you right now. The objective of these phone calls is not to get the listing. It's to make emotional deposits. It's a relationship, and this is not a fast close. They're going to list with somebody. Just be patient. It's like planting a seed in your backyard and going, hey, how come it didn't grow overnight? Got to be patient. These buyer owners will list with you. If you're the one who's aggressive, they won't list with you. If you don't follow up with them, they won't list with you. These are people, they're just seeds. They will bear fruit if you're patient and wait till the person is ready and they start to lean in. But don't be discouraged by the person who says, I have a friend in real estate. Because once they meet you, the dynamic you, who's really prepared, who's better than their friend, here's the number one phrase I've ever heard on listing interviews. You know what we decided? We're not going to list our house with a friend. Having met some really good agents, we realized we had some choices. It's going to be a hard conversation we're going to have with our realtor friend. Remember that realtor thought this thing was a slam dunk? They were getting this listing. They just didn't count on 25 other agents, some of them better, with their own brand, are going to take that listing away. Because most of this business that we're in is the game of takeaway. That, we want other realtors to succeed, but not at your expense. You want to get every listing you go on, not half of them. You want to get every single one of them, even your friends. You may think are going to, oh, they've been my friends for 11 years. I go to the same church with them. We go barbecuing together. We took a listing for about $1.2 million, and he said, it was over July 4th, and he said to me, I'm seeing her this afternoon, and I'm not sure what I'm going to say to her, but she's been showing us houses. We're downsizing to $800,000. And she's been showing us houses for about 2 months. She thinks she's going to list our house. I don't know how to break it to her, but I will, Brian, because he saw a better option. And that agent should have been helping them get that property listed, what have you. So don't take the I've got a friend as a reason to not pursue this thing, because that friend may not be as competent and skilled and as articulate as you. Stay the course.